saw a woman sitting in the pew. His mood changed immediately. She was sitting on the front row as calm as could be. He said, "Lady, do you know who I am?" She said, "I sure do." He said, "Aren't you afraid of me?" She said, "No, I'm not." He said, "Why not?" She said, "Well, why should I be? For the last 30 years, I've been married to your brother." Okay. All right, thought you needed a laugh. Hallelujah. Then I was thinking, oh my gosh, I used to be the person that sat on the front row. Oh, okay. La, la, la. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, give me 2 seconds. I am not on the page here. If you need a Bible to follow along, raise your hand. We have Bibles. You should follow along with the Bible. All right. Now, a lot of you have Bible apps on your cell phone, but I have heard more people that are on Facebook while they're supposed to be following along. So, all right. By the way, if you want to turn off your cell phone, that would be good too. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. I'm moving some more things. I got so many papers. Okay. I think I better pray. Father God, I just come to you this morning. I come to you because you are my big dad and you have you're all knowing. And we come to you because your word, it just does great things in us. Father, today we say we have ears to hear from you. Our hearts are open. We want change in our life. We want to get to those places you prepared for us. We thank you for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I did that because I needed about 10 seconds to get my head on the right page here, okay? Amen. All righty. You are sitting here today, and while you sit here, you are the sum total. Everybody say sum total. Of all the decisions of your past. You have to write that down and chew on that. You are here today, sitting here today, and you are the sum total of all the decisions of your past. So, if you want to change some of our directions, we've got to change some of our decisions. So the title of my message is called Decisions, all right? Write that down, Decisions. Okay, now, we all make decisions, amen? You made a decision to get out of bed and come here. Yay! So look at the people that didn't. Boo! All right? Some of you made a decision to even get up early and have breakfast. The rest of you are going to have to wait for communion fellowship, all right? So we all make decisions. Now, how many of you, raise your hand, have made some poor decisions? I have made some poor decisions, all right? We all have. But today, we're going to talk about how to make better decisions in our life. Everybody say better. The right kind of decisions, all right? Because if we make some better decisions, maybe our life might get a little better. So we're going to talk about decisions, all right? Turn over to Philippians 3:12. All right. Philippians 3:12. Not that I have obtained at all, nor have I already been made perfect. This is Paul writing. But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold for me. Verse 13, this is the good part. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Everybody say, but one thing. Ooh, you put the last part in there, good. But one thing. Okay, what if there was one thing you could do to make your life better? What if there was one thing you could adjust to make your life better? What if there's one thing you could tweak just a little bit, all right, that would make your life better? Well, what if there's one adjustment that you could make, all right? Now, one adjustment that if I just had to make one little adjustment to make my life go forward, wouldn't that be good? All right, instead of my life going backwards. So it might be beneficial to make one thing, all right? So we're going to talk about one thing. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over the scriptures and some stories where they go over one thing that made life's decisions go forward, all right? Anybody interested? Yeah, I am. All right. Now, if I were to give you a secret and say, oh, Frank, I have a secret. If you take this one pill, you'd lose 50 pounds. Sorry, Frank, I didn't mean to pinpoint you. It's like, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Wouldn't you want to take it? Frank's mad at me now. I'm so sorry. Okay. Okay. Bad example. Sorry. How about this? How about if I came up to you and I said, hey, I've got this one thing you could do and you'd never be sick ever again. Just this one thing you can do or take, you'd never have sickness again. Amazing. How many people want it, right? All right. I do. All right. So we'd be interested in it. Now, most people like to hear that. Just do one thing. Cindy, we bought that bottle of pills that was supposed to drop weight. Just, you know, it didn't work. So we like this. We try this. All right. We try these one things. You know, how many of you bought equipment in your basement? All right, so you get it. All right, we do like that. But listen, today I want to challenge you. If you don't like to be challenged in church, you're dismissed. Because really, I need challenged and you need challenged. And God loves you so much, he's going to challenge you with his word. All right. So I want to challenge you with the word so that you can make some better decisions in your life. All righty. Now, I love new calendars. Okay. I go shopping around. This one I actually got free in the mail, but I look for pictures or, you know, the ones that travel all over the world. I just have a really great time. I love getting new calendars. And then it's not only the pictures that the reason why I like to get a new calendar is I like what this calendar represents. Blank, 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 fresh, fresh, fresh. Okay? That's what I like about a calendar. It says I have a fresh start, a new start. And guess what? 2015, God says you have a new start. A new start. That calendar to me represents a new beginning, a new start. Now, back in the day when they used to have blackboards, anybody live in that day when they had blackboards and chalk? Yeah. The teacher would always ask the boys, especially on Friday, to go get a bucket of water and wash the slate boards. And we come up with the term a fresh slate. That's what the calendar is. It's a fresh slate. So I really do get excited, and that's why I gave you those vision and goals. Because part of that is making some decisions. Sit down, get quiet, answer those. They're spiritual, I forgot all the ones that are on there. Financial, relationship, fill them in and be challenged. Where am I going to, I have a fresh start. What are some of the things I want to do? Okay, and work on it. So anybody going to do that? I walked in and Anita said, oh, Pastor D, I do that every year. I was like, whoa, give me the paper back. She does that. All righty. Now, the scripture, let's go back to Philippians 3:13. But one thing I do, one thing. It's a decision we're going to make on some one things. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ. Going forward. Amen. Alrighty. So I want to press forward. I want to do some one things to go forward. Anybody want to do some one things? One things. One things. Want adjustments to go forward in your life? Because maybe, I used to say, I keep falling in the same hole. What is the problem? I keep falling in the same hole every day, every year. What is the problem? The problem is I might have to make just some adjustments. So one, I'm going to see that thing and jump over it or walk over it or cover it, all right? So is anybody ready for some change in your life? Man, okay. Now, turn over to Isaiah 53, would you, please? Isaiah 53. No, let's do Isaiah 43. I'll say that one for later. Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43 says something very similar to what Philippians said. All right? Isaiah 43, verse 18. Forget. My brother was from New Jersey, and he'd say, forget about it, with this nice Jersey accent. Forget about it. Well, this is the same thing. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Hey, does anybody have somebody that is always bringing up your past to your face? Do you enjoy that? Okay, you got a Bible verse for them. It says, forget what? Former things. Don't dwell on the past. All right. Anybody want to forget some of 2014? Anybody like, I am done. Hallelujah. I get to forget. And that's one of those good things about a new year. You get to forget about it. Forget about it. All right. Now, dwelling on the past. Okay, some of you are going to go, oh, Pastor D, you should remember all this. Dwelling on the past, there's some good things you can learn from your past. And I always say, I'm going to bed at night and say I'm a day older and a little smarter. But if I keep dwelling on the past that's not so hot, the past that just was not enjoyable, if I dwell on that, you get stuck and you're not going to go forward. So everybody say, forget about it. Don't dwell on the past. All right, now keep reading. The next part, it says, see, I'm going to do a new thing. That's what 2015 is about, a new thing. Now, some of you, like Anita said, she's already written out her vision. This is what I want you to do. I want you to write out some new things that you desire for 2015. Write them out. Okay, because it says, see, I'm going to do a new thing. Now, listen. Make this God talking to you. God's saying, I'm going to do a new thing. God is telling you he's going to do a new thing. So forget about the past and go, God, you're going to do a new thing. I am looking for a new thing. And I'm going to even write down some of those new things. All righty? Now, everybody say, God is doing a new thing. Say it loud. God is doing a new thing. Hey, listen, if this were T.D. Jakes, you'd be standing up waving your hankies. Woohoo! Woohoo! God is doing a new thing. Woohoo! Oh, that's right. You don't have hankies anymore, right? Stand up. Wave your hand. God is doing a new thing. Thank God he's doing a new thing. Woo! Because I tore up 2014. I am excited. God is doing a new thing. Or you can just sit in your 2014. I'm excited. So I am writing that. Matter of fact, every time I sit down with that piece of paper, I keep adding things. So I may just put it down for a little while and come back in a month. All right. So everybody say, God is doing a new thing. All right. All right. I believe that God is doing a new thing. Number one, you get up every day. It's a new day. And like, if you can't believe that, believe that. Every day is a new day. So it's a new day. It's a new thing. So God is doing a new thing. A new thing, all right? And what happened in the past, I'm just going to forget about it. Whew. I'm really going to forget about some of that stuff, all right? And I want to move forward. Now, what if there were some things you need to get out of your life? And what if there's some things you need to put in your life? Okay, what if there were little adjustments you have to make to get things out of your life? And what if there's some little tweaks you have to make to put things in your life? You think you could do it? Yeah, this isn't hard, I'm telling you, all right? So what I'm trying to do is spur you on, spur you, kick you, shove you, encourage you, say nicer words, all right? That maybe to have a new thing, I'm going to have to make some adjustments, just little tweaks in my life so I can have a new thing. So I just wrote a list here. Carol's going to pop them up as I go, of things that you might have to make adjustments in And I wrote a list. Now, this isn't the list, thus saith the Lord. I was just popping down five of them. And your list might be different. All right. But they're just some things. So the first one up there, it says habits. Things you may need to adjust. Number one, habits. All right. Here. Does anybody a creature of habit? You know you're a habit creature when you move something. Like I moved some furniture and every day I'd go to the, oh, that's right, it's over here. The next morning gets up and I changed my counter in my bathroom and I rearranged where I put the Q-tips. It took me forever to remember. I'm a creature of habit. All right, so there's no biggies. But how many of you have some bad habits in your life? If you do not raise your hand, I'm going to ask your spouse, do they have any bad habits? And they all laughed. Okay. You better believe it. Okay, put that potty seat down. Gee whiz. All right. Okay, habits are okay, but bad habits aren't. And how about maybe we need to change some of those habits. Maybe you need to change some of those habits. Now, probably about every pastor that I talked to this past week said, oh, our church is doing a fast. Anybody know of any people, churches that are doing a fast? They do the lighter one, the Daniel fast. Okay, so I was with Pastor Tony Townsend. Saturday morning at Pastor Tony Townsend's church is Faith Community Fellowship. FCC, right. And every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, they have prayer. So I got up that yesterday morning and I was just like, man, I just need to be surrounded and I need prayer. And better yet, I just want to pray. So I hauled my no makeup face down there in sweatpants and went down and just had a wonderful time. And they were telling me that their church had declared the first month, 21 days actually, to do a Daniel fast. And they were hysterical talking about all the times they blew it. And they were, I was just laughing. Okay. So then I call Cassie. Cassie's my kid that lives in Kansas City, goes to just a tremendous church. And she says, I mailed her some things. She says, well, I can't make that recipe right now. I go, why? You liked it when you were at my house. So she says, we're on a Daniel fast. Now, she said the most important thing. Doing a fast doesn't make God do nothing. A lot of people do that. Well, if I do this, God's going to do stuff. Uh-uh. God moves because of his word, okay? But what the fasts really are about is changing habits. Changing some habits, all right? So we got to talk about fasts. Anybody ever do a detox? And you know, you detox because your body just sugars spaced out for 30 days or 60 days. So you do a detox and ended up with a stinking headache on, oh my gosh, I was like, I'm going to bed. It hurts. Okay. But the detox does the same thing. It's about really, just changing what I'm shoving in my mouth too. Okay. So, but they say, they say it takes 21 days to break a habit, make a habit. 21 days. Wrong. Go to Planet Fitness in February, the second week. It clears out. So some of those do the 21 days and then they pitter out. Okay. It doesn't. And I've mentioned this lady's name. Write it down. Dr. Caroline Leaf. YouTuber. She's got amazing stuff. She's got a really good book. The book that I have, but I gave it away. I don't know where it is. Ruth. I have to get one of those books and write down when I loan people books. Ruth does this. And I used to go, what? I can't find my book. I gave it to somebody. But anyway, so I thought. Dr. Caroline Leaf, she is a neuropsychologist, and she wrote a book. Well, she wrote five books, but one of them is Switch on Your Brain, and the other one is called How to Rewire Your Brain, Toxic Thoughts and Toxic Emotions, all right? And what she did a study, she actually is looking at the physical thing. She was able to prove physically what God says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. She knows the scriptures, and she's finding it out physically. And she found out Well, she knew the word. She's born again, spirit-filled, amazing woman. She lives in Texas. She found out that it takes more than 21 days to get rid of a bad habit. It said first 21 days. Everybody go first. You are actually dealing with a bad habit. The second 21 days, you start dealing with good habits. You do a swap out. Okay? And the third 21 days, it stays. So that's 20. How many days? 63. So I did a little Google thingy here, and they also, a bunch of people said, I said, how many days to break a habit? And they all said 21. And then the new research says, really 66 days. And that was from a secular thing. So they're finding if you want to break a habit, change a habit, it takes longer at it. All right? So what I want to tell you is if you keep doing bad habits, you keep beating a dead horse, you keep doing some of these bad habits, ta-da, maybe it's time to make some adjustments. Because I keep beating this dead horse. I keep reacting when so-and-so says this to me. When somebody did that to me, I keep doing these bad habits. So instead of beating a dead horse, how about if we just tweak? Make some tweaks, changes, and then we can have some good results. Because God has a good life for you. So anybody want to stop beating the dead horse? Okay. Now, some of those things could be small changes in your life. Some of those things could be big changes. Let's, you know, the 21-day fast. To me, that's a big change. I do not like to fast. Because, you know what? Let me tell you about, just personally, I'm off track, but that's right. I'm going to go down this way. Fasting, for me, I just am starved. And then I get irritable. Okay? So what I do better is just to eat my three small meals, and I'll watch what I eat. I'll ditch the sugar, and sometimes I'll go off of meat, and I'll just do vegetables and stuff like that. But what I usually, what I need to do better and what I enjoy more is I just spend more time with God. So instead of I fast social media, that is a better fast than candy. So Cassie told me they're on the 11th. They started on the 1st. She has been off of all social media. I was like, how you doing? She goes, she says, amazing. Amazing. Because now I have all this time and I use my time. I'm making actually a new habit and I'm spending time in the Word. And God's talking to me, Mom. That, I think, is a good fast, all right? Thus saith the Lord. YCF, starting today, will go on a 21-day social media fast, okay? I don't know. If God talks to you, go do it. It'd be very interesting. All righty. So listen, I'm not going to list bad habits. I got my own, and you probably have your own bad habits, and your wife will tell you your bad habits if you don't think you have any, all right? But you can ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, do I have some bad habits? Like, don't act surprised. Do I have some bad habits? Okay. Ask the Holy Spirit. And then start asking him, how can I make some adjustments? How can I tweak out of that? All right. For 2015, because I want to go into new things. I want to go to new things that God has. All righty. So let's see. What's my second one up there, Carol? What's it say? Relationships. Okay. I was going to say I believe, but I'm just going to say I know a shadow of a doubt. I know that some of us have to work on some relationships. Everybody shaking hands, right? Okay, not looking at anybody. Okay, let's just say we need to make a little tweaks in some relationships, right? And, okay, so some of you may be single and dating, and you are in a toxic relationship. All you do is fight and just do bad, as my one dear friend said. That is a recipe for disaster. If you are in a toxic recipe for disaster, run, Forrest, run. Run, run, run. Because God has so much better. And if you're dating and it's like this, all you married people tell them, oh, baby. It's going to get worse. Thank you. All right. So if you're dating and it is nonstop, just run, run, stop it, move it. Now, if you're married, you don't run. You work on it. Okay, relationships you work on. And you get up and you go, God, I am willing to work on this relationship. And some of you might have to for 21 days just to be saying that. I am saying that. Okay, and then he'll tweak you. All righty. So we're talking about you need to adjust some things, tweak some things, do one thing. Our third one is debt. What if you worked on some of your debt? Because at the end of this calendar, in December, if you do not tweak, make some adjustments about your debt, you're going to be in the same place. And most of us, it gets worse. So what if you make some tweaks, adjustments about your finances, all righty? And maybe it'll take 5 years to get you out of debt, but at least you tweaked, make some adjustments, and we're making progress, all right? So we used to do, on top of my cabinets in the kitchen is this big white water pitcher, an old-fashioned thing, and it weighs a ton. But we would start in January, and we'd throw any extra cash in there. There's nothing in it right now, by the way. Okay? And that was our vacation fund. Guys, that was just a little tweak. As opposed to, we used to complain, oh, we can't go on vacation. We don't have any money. Okay, is that a hard one? Okay, some of you have some big debt, and it might take more than the jar up there, okay? So everybody say tweak, adjust, one thing. All right. What's our fourth one? Health. All righty. Oh, by the way, let me back up about the debt. We did, I have a copy of Dave Ramsey's DVD series. You can borrow it. But let me tell you, that isn't a little tweak. It's like, all right? But if you're tired of the life and you want the new life, you might have to do Dave Ramsey. Also, we're still ours. We got a phone call from Prime America. And they have an office down here on West Market Street. And they said, hey, we'd be willing to come in and do free financial counseling. I was like, that's a tweak. That's an adjustment. So sometimes you have to do that. All right, the next one I said was health. All right, what would happen if you would listen to your doctor on this one thing? I don't know how many people said, their doctor said, listen, if you just do a little exercise, I won't have to put you on such and such medication. What if you did that? People that said, the doctor had said, what if you do, if you just knock out this in your diet, just change this in your diet, you won't have to take this shot, pill, all right? How many people would listen? Nobody's hand went up. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All righty. Well, maybe this is the year God wants you to make a little adjustment to your health, because maybe, I'm going to hit you where it hurts, your kids are important and your grandkids are important and you want to live to see them. Maybe it's time to make some adjustments in your health. All right. Okay. Amen. Good preaching, Pastor D. Number five. Let's get going. Last one. Dreams. Okay. How many of you would say God put dreams in my heart, but they've not come? Maybe you have to make some adjustments and you have to do some things, such as God drop this vision to be in such and such kind of business, to have your own business, whatever it is. And maybe the little adjustment, the tweak, the one thing you can do is you might have to go to Hack and take a business course and then a little bookkeeping and accounting course. Because those are some of the little adjustments you can do to get over there, all right? Years ago, I had this couple come to me, and they really felt God was putting on their heart to start an orphanage. I said, fantastic. We need spirit-filled people running an orphanage. I said, do you know anything about them? No, Pastor D. We just got the word orphanage. Okay, so you know what we said? Jack and I said, yeah, maybe you might have to do a little something to get down there. Because usually, I've got not to do percentage, but usually if God tells you to go pastor a church, it doesn't happen tomorrow. There's preparation. And in all of these areas, especially dreams, there's things you can be doing until one day you're like, ah, I'm finally here. It just didn't go poof. It doesn't happen that way. All right? So, dreams. All righty. Now, hallelujah. So what do we have up here? We have habits, relationships, debts, health, and dreams. All righty. So how many people need to make some adjustments in their life? Myself included. I need to make some decisions and make some adjustments in my life to get to some of these new places, good places. And you know, it'll be good. 2015 will be good. And you'll actually enjoy it if you make some adjustments on some of these things. Now, I'm going to give you some examples of one-thingers. One-thingers. Turn over to Psalm 27. All right, I'm going to do some Old Testament, then I'm going to do some New Testaments of one thing. One thing. Psalms 27, verse 4. Let's keep looking at my paper so I can find it. Jeez. Psalm 27, verse 4. Here we go. We might just have to make some adjustments this year to get to some of the places God wants for us. All right. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing. Oh, my gosh. It starts like that. One thing I ask the Lord, that is what I seek, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Hallelujah. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek. All right. David, we should be like David. One thing, just one thing I want to do is seek the Lord. And that was that song. That was that song. One thing I want to do is seek the Lord. That I might. Now, back in the Old Testament, they thought the only place that you're going to have these bam, fireworks, smashing things happen with God is when you went to the temple. We live in New Testament. The temple's within. Okay, so, but I have to, my one thing is that I would seek God and be with God and have this relationship with God. All right. Anybody want to seek that? Want that one thing? One thing. That should be like the one thing. Okay. And you know how you make that adjustment? You start with a B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand upon the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, Bible. That's how you start. Sorry. Okay? No, I'm not sorry, really. If you want to have that one thing to seek God and have a relationship, God, a relationship that's more than in and out, okay? It'll take the Word of God, spending time in the Word of God. I mean, I'm glad you've got that 30-second app and it just flashes at you. That's cool. But it's spending time with Him. And then spend time, sit down long enough and He starts talking to you. That's the cool part. Because sometimes I'm like, sometimes we map out, and this is good. Listen, this is good. But we map out, I'm going to read through my Bible from January through December. I'm going to read through the whole Bible. That's our program. And this is what happened to me. So I can't do this. This is just me. Then I just keep reading. Blah, 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 blah. Done for the day. Blah, 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 blah. Done for the day. Blah, 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 blah. Done for the day. And I hit December and I go, ta-da! Don't I get a prize, God? I read through the Bible. And he goes, no. Because you are just whoosh, fusion through, all right? So for me, I just get up early because it says early in the morning. Sorry. Early in the morning, I will rise up and I will seek you, all right? So David's heart was, this one thing I want to do is seek God, have a relationship where I know that he loves me. I know he loves me, but I know that he loves me, and I know that he embraces me, and I know he's always with me, and I know he even talks to me. Everybody say one thing. All righty. Now, by the way, I am really glad you all came here today, but if you think just coming here is that one thing, thank you for laughing. That's right. It's not. Pastor D, it takes more than that. It's every single day. This one thing I desire is to be at your feet, Lord Jesus, because I hunger after you. I hunger after you speaking to me. I desire this one thing, your presence. And then I get up and I go my merry way. And it's a good day. But you can tell when I haven't. You'll say, oh, Pastor D, you better go back home. You didn't sit down today. Uh-huh. I get mean. I get really, okay. So let me think. David said, this one thing I want is to seek God, his presence. Then let me tell you what the Message Bible said. It was so cool. I'm asking God for one thing, only one thing, to live with him in his house my whole life long. That's good. God, one thing. I just want to live with you all the time. All right. So that should be our 2015. What do we want? All right. Adjustments. All righty. Turn over to Luke chapter 10. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 10. What if in 2015 I make this one adjustment that I will seek you? I will start and listen to you, Lord. What would you do in my life, through my life? Shh, only better. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. I got to tie my shoelace because, you know, I could probably trip up here. I'm so coordinated. Hallelujah. This chapter is about three people, the story. We got Mary, Martha, and Jesus. Anybody know the story? Mary, Martha, and Jesus? Okay. Martha has invited Jesus to her house for dinner. I wonder if she sent an engraved, you know, thing. Okay, so she has invited Jesus, all right? I'm going to read this. Luke 10, starting at 38. Better get on the right page. Here we go. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, they came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation she had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Go tell her to go help me. And the famous words, Martha, Martha, the Lord said, you are worried and upset, ticked, out of control about many things. But one thing, guys, one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen what is better, underline the word better, and will not be taken away from her. All right. How many of you have sacrificed good for something better? You have been doing some good, but God wanted you to do something better. Okay, think about this story. How many of you have been doing some good, but you've actually sacrificed the better? That was my call on the carpet this week from the Lord, okay? So here we have Mary, who's decided to choose something better. Mary's decided to choose something better. Now, Martha invited Jesus in her house. Okay, so Jesus is in her house, and I don't know if he's hanging out in the living room, laying on all those pillows and blankets or whatever they had back then, all right? And Mary is sitting right next to Jesus, down by his feet. I don't get the feet thing, but she is hungering for every word out of his mouth. Good, better, best. What was that? That was the best, all right? Now, so from this story, I want to give you 3 points. Just write these down real quick. Take notes and go over them later, all right? Things you might have to do in your new year from this story. I have decided to make the most of every opportunity that God puts out there. I have decided to make the most of the new year. And that word most, you could put down best also, all right? So I have decided. Now, I'm going to make the best of every opportunity that 2015 dishes out. Okay, turn over to Ephesians and I'll tell you how. Turn over to Ephesians. Bless you. Ephesians 5:15. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, for the days are evil. Anybody know it's kind of bad out there? Pretty bad out there, pretty evil out there, all right? It is. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Okay. No, I'm not going to go any farther. Alrighty, now. The word opportunity means like time, a window of time, a window of opportunity. So if God's going to give you some windows of opportunity, how about you make some adjustments that you go through them instead of, oh, I just have to pray about this. I'm still thinking about this. What are you kidding me? God just opened up an opportunity for you. What do you want, handwriting on the wall? Okay, and just go, whoa, this is an opportunity. I'm going to walk through it. Make the most of every opportunity. And some of them, they're just little things where you go, you don't have to pray 5 years on it. Just go. All right? Praise God. Everybody say, make the most of every opportunity. Amen. This is my favorite. People hit me this, Pastor D, I just don't know what my purpose is anymore. I don't know what my purpose is. And then they meet somebody and they're like, I just don't know what my purpose is. I was like, why don't you have a grow group, a home Bible fellowship at your house for 4 weeks? Just take the opportunity. You just met this person? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Friday. Okay? Ugh. All right, take the opportunity and get a bunch of people together. It's not like earth shaking. And or better yet, you just met someone and invite them for dinner. Invite them for dinner. Oh, Pastor D, I don't know if they don't go to my church. Who gives a blah, 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 blah? Okay, you might just need some fellowship, or they just might need your love. Make the most out of every opportunity. Don't make it this crazy thing. All right? What's my purpose, Pastor D? All right. Hallelujah. All right. Number two. Number two is I have decided to get rid of every distraction. That's like that social media for whatever. All right. What happens if you decide to get rid of distractions that are causing you to go in the wrong way? Now, your wife, I am sure, will tell you what they are. Well, we'd love to do this. All right? Now, let's just pretend Jesus is coming to your house. Okay, I'm going to say, Jesus is coming to your house. Would you, and you invited him, and Jesus is coming into your house. He's coming to your house. This once in a lifetime, Jesus is coming to your house. Would you be distracted in the kitchen? I have been guilty. Would you be distracted in the kitchen? Wait a minute. You've got a once in a lifetime. Jesus is coming to your house. Everybody, where would you be? Thank you, everybody. God. What if you had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and Jesus was coming to your house, but the distractions keep you away from it? Then you got to just make some adjustments, okay? Make some adjustments on these distractions. So now Mary gets really mad. Excuse me, Martha gets really mad. What are you doing over there, Mary? I'm in the kitchen. It's probably, you know, when we really want to make a point, we start banging things. Okay, so Martha's like, what are you doing over there? And Jesus goes, Martha, 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 this one thing. All right, now, once in a lifetime, Jesus comes into the house. Now, let me give you an example. Say ouch right now. How about Sunday morning worship? It's not a concert where you sit and listen, y'all. Jesus is in the house, because if two or more gather in my name, there he is in the midst of them. Okay, how about you make just a little adjustment? I don't know myself. And you go, whoa, I'm just into the worship. Hallelujah. I don't care if I don't like this loud noise. Turn off your hearing aids. Most people that say they don't like the loud noise have hearing aids. You just take them out. It's a piece of cake. All right. All right. Because Pastor D likes it loud. I would like to hear the windows shake. Because I'm telling you, heaven is loud. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. Are you kidding me? So this is practice, all right? And go, if you have to walk in, there's a church, I know they do this. They had a lot of people expressing that they didn't like loud music. And so they had a big bowl in the foyer, and you could get earplugs and put them in. So if you'd like me to do that, I will. All right, all right. But I was like, are you kidding me? But yeah, they did that. No, this is, I know, okay. Distractions, okay. I'll tell you what, can I tell you, be honest? I get distracted up here. I got people talking and moving and texting. Don't tell me you're doing the Bible app. There isn't a Bible up there right now, okay? I get distracted. I can't even figure out where I'm preaching something. You know, sometimes I go, I don't know where I am right now. It's because I look at somebody and they're sleeping. I know I'm not, I don't think I'm boring, okay? I know I got this voice thing and some guys have said, Dee, it's your voice. It's just, you know, I was like, all right, I can't change it. I'd love to sound like Joyce Myers. She sounds like a guy. Doesn't she? Matter of fact, the first time I heard her, I didn't know the name. And then there's this late name, Joyce, after that. So funny. Okay, I don't know where I am because I got distracted. All right. So if you're distracted in church services, this is what, Dolores, I talked about this. I do this. I actually do this in meetings with people because I can get distracted. I take notes. I take notes in every service I go to and meetings so I don't get distracted. That's not even the memory thing. It just kind of keeps me on point. So get a notebook if you think you're distracted. Okay, I don't care if you're young and old, distractions are distractions, right? Okay, but if your distraction is keeping you from your relationship with the Lord, maybe it's time to take some things out, put some things in. All right? If your day, how many have fast days? I mean, the sun's up and you are running and you are begging for the sun to go down. Okay? So I'm pretty sure 90% of the people here have just busy days. So if I want my relationship to continue with the Lord, I have to make some adjustments in my life to have this relationship. Stephen, you're being distracting. Put your hand in your lap. I know. You're distracting Michael. I couldn't help you, Stephen. I love you. I'll make whoopie pies for you again. That's okay. Just wait. All right. Sometimes we have distractions with people, men, women, I don't care, jobs, cars. Some people love their car more than they love Jesus. Okay, if you've got some distractions, just make some adjustments, guys, and get to the place. Because the number one thing that I want in my life is the Lord Jesus. The relationship where I just know and he's talking to me. And I know that it's going to be okay. I mean, bam, everything's flying all over my life. But I've spent time with him. I know my relationship and I'm trusting in him because I know him. Okay? Amen. Let me think. What am I up to there? Did I do number distractions? Let's do number three. Distractions. I'm going to skip that scripture. I'm distracted. Okay, let's back up. Turn over to Hebrews 12 because this is a good one. Hebrews 12. For we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. All right, that's the beginning part. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off every hindrance, distractions, so we can run the race. I have a race to run. You have a race to run. Please don't compare races. I'm going to be slow, okay? You ever seen me? Okay. No, really. I have a race to run. God called me to a race to run. God's called you to run a race, okay? God's called all of you to run this life with him, alrighty? But you are going to run into some hindrances that are going to slow you down. You're going to have some distractions that are going to slow you down. So what are you supposed to do? What's the rest of it say? Throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. All righty. Distractions. Just, you're going to have to peel them off. Now, I want to tell you something. The most amazing thing happened almost 40 years ago. Jesus Christ, I met him and he became my Lord and Savior. And I found out that he took all the hindrances off of me. He set me free. He gave me a new life. But dumb me, I pick up things in life that distract me and that hinder me and entangle me. I do that. Do you do that? Okay. But so my job now is to work with God in his word and get rid of some of those things. All right. Because I want to run the race. And you know, the thing about this, Paul wrote this and he didn't just talk about, I'm just going to be running the race, like the Boston Marathon. How many people participate in that? Hundreds, maybe thousands. Thousands, okay? Now, we love that first guy that comes through, but I feel so bad when I see the last stragglers. Some of them, they're just dragging them, all right? Paul, when he wrote this, didn't want to be the last. Paul wrote this, and his aim, his only one thing, purpose, was to be first going through the all right? So how about we say, this one thing I desire is to run this race and be first. So therefore, I am going to have to peel off some distractions. All right? Amen? Amen. Man, first, you get the interview, your picture's on the magazine. Wah! All right, first. All right, now, number three. Okay, I wanted to do that. Number three, Philippians. Turn over to Philippians 3. That's where we started. Okay. The last one is I've decided to prioritize the presence of the Lord. A better way of saying it is I'm going to make some adjustments that the presence of God is all that I want. It's first thing in my brain. So this morning, the sun came up. I think I was up before the sun. My brain turned on. And first thing, I was not thinking about the coffee. First thing, you see, I've been running this race a long time, 40 years. So the first thing was, God, I love you. I thank you for your faithfulness, kept me through the night. I thank you for this new day. And because I was thinking about this message, new year 2015, I thank you for your blessings and your love. Okay, that was my first thing. That's first in my life. That's first in my life, always before my feet even hit. All right. And now I've programmed the coffee maker that it goes on. You just go, ching, it's already on. All right. Okay. Prioritize what is really important. Will you make some changes? All right. Make some changes because 2015 is a new year. You have a clean, fresh slate and God wants to do great things in you, in your family, in YCF, in this community, in this nation. And I'll throw the world in there also. Okay. But might have to make some adjustments. Amen. All right. Now, do you ever got your vision? Oh, wait, I was going to read one more scripture. Here we go. Oh, I guess I can't. Gee whiz, D. Cashman. Okay, gee whiz. La, 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 la. All right. You can look that up. What was it? Philippians 3, 7, and 8. Go for it. Have fun. I think I've said it pretty well here. Would you just close your eyes for a second? I'm going to pray. If you're here today and you say, Pastor D., I don't even have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. And that means if you would to give your last breath up today, you would not be in the presence of the Lord. And if you're here today and you don't have a relationship, you know you don't have a relationship, and you'd like to have a relationship with the Most High God, with the Savior who gave his life for you, would you raise your hand? I want to pray for you. All right. Or if you're here today and you'd say, Pastor D, I am a Christian. I am a follower of Jesus. But you know what, Pastor D? 2014 and maybe a few extra were doozies. And I've really messed up and I've stepped back and I just need to get back. I want to pray for you because getting back's really easy. So if you raise your hand that on that second one, say, Pastor D, I want to get back. I want to get back in my relationship. Okay, my last one is you say, Pastor D, I'm not the first one or I'm the second one. But Pastor D, I hear you talking about being spirit-filled and the Holy Spirit. And I think I need the Holy Spirit and His power in my life. And I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Would you raise your hand? I'm going to pray for you there. All right? Okay. So raise your hand if you're number one. I don't know the Lord Jesus, and I want Him. I want a relationship. I want to know that God is my Father, and I will spend eternity with Him. Okay? And the second one, you'd say, Pastor D, just raise your hand and say, Pastor D, I just need to make new, fresh commitment because I want to go better. All right, anybody there? And last, anybody want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. With the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to pray for you. Okay, good. There are hands there. Yep, yep. All righty, we're going to pray. Here we go. How about do this out loud with me? Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Son of God. Woo-hoo! He died on a cross. He paid my debt. Hallelujah. And I want to receive Him now. So Jesus, I invite you into my heart. I invite you to be Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I'm now a child of God. I'm born of God. I'm heaven bound. Because Jesus is Lord. Amen. Now, if you have, you just desired just to get that newness, just simply say, Father, I've messed up. I ask for your forgiveness. I thank you I'm forgiven. I'm making tweaks and adjustments, and I'm going forward. And 2015 is a great year. Amen. And if you'd like to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I can pray with you later in the drum cage because things are going to happen here. All righty. Hey, this is Communion Fellowship Sunday. How many people brought a crock pot or some wonderful food? All right.